Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The text for the sermon this morning is the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah. And in this text, we hear two words, blessed and the word cursed. These are difficult times we find ourselves in these days. Economic uncertainty, political unrest, financial hardships, anxiety about health and safety can all magnify any personal turmoil we might be facing. When faced with these challenges, where do you go? Or what do you do to get through them? Whom can you trust? Who can you trust to help you get through these difficult times in which we're living? Yourself? Others? Or is it to the Lord? Is that where you go for help in troubled times? There are really only two ways, trusting in man or trusting in the Lord. The Lord said to his people through the prophet Jeremiah, he said, you are cursed. Cursed if you do not trust in the Lord. If you only trust in humanity and in human strength and wisdom, and if you turn away from the Lord, rather, blessed are you when you trust, in the Lord and commit your life to him. The one who trusts in himself is like a stubby bush or shrub in a desert and with no water. And guess what? There's only salt flats for miles and miles and miles that you can see out there. Nothing good is going to happen to this little shrub. There's going to be no prospering, no full, luscious, beautiful growth. That shrub will eventually wither away and die. In contrast, the one who trusts in the Lord commits his life to the Lord, like a strong green tree that grows and prospers and bears fruit because it has its deep roots in life-giving waters. It doesn't worry, nor is it afraid that there's a drought. It can weather anything because it has never-failing, ever-flowing stream of life to support it and see it through. In whom do you trust? Is it yourself? You wouldn't be alone if you trusted yourself first and foremost to get yourself through difficult times or any times in this day and age. People will say, well, I'm smart enough. I got it. I'm good enough. People like me. I've got enough money. I got lots of friends. I got my networks. I can do just fine. You might say the same things and be proud of it, but what have you forgotten? Something very important. What's left out is in the equation. If these are the things that you trust in, God says, cursed are you. For one thing, they will all fail you. They won't last forever. They will die with you, and then what? What happens then? Will they help you in the life of the world to come? No. No help at all. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, not as a last resort, but first. Cursed are you if you have not turned to the Lord who made heaven and earth. Turning from the Lord means we have despised and neglected our Lord. We have sought help from ourselves. Will that be enough on the last day? When we stand before the Lord, who will our help be? Ourselves? Cursed is the man who trusts in man. In contrast, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. For the Lord only is able to prosper and protect you. Only. He is the one who will give you full life and eternity. Not only will all others disappoint and fail you, but your turning to others is really a turning away, if you understand, a turning away from the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is like being planted by the ever-flowing river of water, like a palm tree next to the Nile River in Egypt. It doesn't matter if it doesn't rain. There's always water, always water. But go just a mile from the Nile, and there is absolutely no vegetation at all. None, because there is no water. So where would you want to be planted? Or where would you plant your crop? By the Nile or the inland in the desert? So it is with the trust in the Lord. Where would you rather be planted? It is in whom do you trust? You say, well, the Lord. I trust in the Lord, but do you really trust in the Lord? We might say, well, maybe not at first, you know, but if all else fails, I got the Lord to fall back on. You wouldn't like to be anyone's second, third, or last choice, would you? I don't think so. I don't. How do you think that attitude reflects on your trust in the Lord? God rightly judges those who trust in themselves and is right to condemn them. We deserve what we would get. We deserve to be parched, wither, and die because we have not trusted in the Lord who says, come unto me all, and I will give you rest. I will give you life. We have failed to trust in the Lord. We have failed to seek him first. But there is one who did all these things well, who trusted in the Lord God with all his heart, soul, and mind. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. He trusted his heavenly Father with all his life in the temptation in the wilderness. Jesus trusted in the word of the Lord to take care of him and his life. And when he died on the cross, parched and thirsty, not because of any sin in him, but rather for us, for our salvation. Jesus still said, even then, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus suffered on the cross. We know that. All the curses we deserve in their place, he gives us all blessings that we have not earned. He poured out his life that we may have life from him, from his body, and from his blood. When Jesus rose from the dead, he breathed the Holy Spirit on his disciples, empowering them to preach the good news of forgiveness of sins. So, repent. Repent of your sin of not trusting in the Lord and trusting in yourself. Believe the incredibly wonderful good news that your sin of mistrust and lack of trust and trust in yourself is forgiven. And it's all paid for. It's all paid for on the cross by Jesus. Know that life, true life, never failing life, comes from God. Stay connected to him, for he is your life, he is your salvation, and will prosper. He will prosper your life and growth for his purposes. He will lead you to streams of living water and green pastures in the house of the Lord forever. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Amen.